You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. Well, it's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, President Brent Berutis. Brent, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Jim.
There's no doubt that most Canadians are talking about the Rogers deal and what happened with Hockey Night in Canada and all of those components. What's the impact of that, and what's your response to this big a deal, a billion-dollar deal that's going to affect our television watching, certainly, and our hockey for the next 12 years?
Well, multi-billion-dollar deal at $5.2 billion, eh, Jim?
Yeah. Wow.
I thought it was amazing. I thought that kudos to Rogers for being able to do it. In all my investigation around it, I mean, it was interesting. CBC, you know, they knew what was going on, and Bell's response on a Twitter was, "We put our best offer forward." And so I think the biggest outcome of this is understanding that it's not about the sport, it's about the content. And that's what Rogers is buying. They're buying content.
So is this good for sponsorship in Canada or bad?
I mean, I think it's good from a perspective of sponsorship. Rogers has to sell a lot of it now. You know, they may own the broadcast rights. They may own Hockey Night in Canada. They may own the opportunity to live stream it. They may have all these opportunities, but they got to raise, you know, if I'm looking at a 10-to-1, generate $50 million in sponsorship.
Mm-hmm. So is that good for a guy like you? Good for sport? Is it a death knell or a warning to all the other sport governing bodies that are trying to survive, or is it? Is it telling you that if you want to do other business, you better go to Bell or go somewhere else?
I think the biggest message that I got out of this is, and I come back to what I said a few minutes ago, it's about content. And I still watch governing bodies, NSOs, PSOs, you know, and I still watch them selling their sport. And they're talking about how good they are. And they're talking about how many gold medals they're going to win. And they talk about all the little kids they're impacting and the wonderful impact they're making on children's lives and the health of our society. Well, you know what? Sponsors, for the most part, don't care about that. And the reality is that they need to have content. And if they've got content, then that's what people want. And a sponsor wants to be associated with content that they can own, they can touch, they can feel.
You're listening to the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, President Brent Berutis. I understand what you're saying, Brent, but I'm sure our listeners are saying, well, what do you mean by content? What do you need? I mean, this show has great content. You know that. So what should other companies do and other sport governing bodies do and those people seeking sponsorship do in looking for better content? Because I understand what you're saying, but I wonder if my listener understands.
Well, so I take for example, at a very simplistic level, let's say a sport organization happens to have a website, which they would, and any sport organization should be talking about healthy lifestyles, healthy eating, healthy living, and perhaps that their sponsor happens to be Sobeys nationally. And Sobeys and their partners out on the West Coast, on the island with Thrifty Foods, what do? They turn around, and their logo doesn't need to be on the website. Doesn't really matter. But what about if they were to provide content and they were to be able to provide healthy eating and information on the best fruits or the best vegetables or meats for when you're trying to build muscle versus maintain muscle, to be able to eat prior to game, for carbs after a game, all of that sort of stuff. And they could write a series of articles that go on the website. And it might be brought to you by Sobeys, but it would also be integrated in the content. And as, you know, if it's the dietitian that's writing it for Sobeys, it says, you know, and as Sally Smith, a dietitian, a senior dietitian for Sobeys, clearly pointed out that this is the following types of fruits and vegetables that you should be eating to achieve this goal.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of content, or that your athletes are talking about how they train, how they develop, because the people that are going to that sport organization's website are bought into the sport organization, love that organization, and they believe and trust the information that's there. And that's content. What Rogers did was bought NHL content. Why? Because sports fans, specifically hockey fans, love Hockey Night in Canada. They love to be able to access it here, there, and everywhere else. And so if I'm on Bell, guess what? I'm switching to Rogers now because I can't get NHL hockey on Bell.
I couldn't disagree with you more. I think it was the worst possible deal that ever could have been made, as far as I'm concerned, no matter what content is. I'm not going to go into why, but I just think that it's just more of the same old stuff. And I just think that there's much more creative things that could have been done. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm saying it's good for the development and the interest, for those of us that are, 100% committed to hockey, but I just think that there are so many other great sports and so many more other great athletes that are going to be ignored as a result of this. And I just think it wasn't healthy for sport in the rest of Canada, in my opinion.
See, and I don't agree with that. I think it sets a new bar for sport in Canada, and that's sport in general. And that when, for example, if you go back and you look at the 2005 Canada Games in Regina, I mean, no offense to the Canada Games Council, but I mean, there's like no audience for those games. There's nothing on TV. Nobody really watches it. They pay TSN for a broadcast right, but nobody watches it. The numbers are so low. But when you look at it, when the Canada Games in that market, they generated over $9 million in sponsorship revenue in 2005 for those games. And everybody in the community, everybody said, oh, those games, they're going to take money from our minors hockey program, or they're going to take money from our women's shelter, or they're going to take money from our theater company, and they're going to steal all the money in the marketplace. And what we kept saying was, these games are going to elevate the level of sponsorship in the marketplace. And where Globe Theater used to be getting $2,500 for a big sponsorship a year, they're now getting $7,500 because the bar was reset. Molson's reset the bar with the NHL when they outbid in the lawsuits and everything that went on with Labatt's. This is only, I believe, what can put more money into the marketplace, set new levels. And I also believe a couple of weeks ago, when I was listening to your show, Jim, you had Oakley on, and he was talking about, sure, we care about the athletes, we care about the sport, we care about this, but if it's not bottom line dollars, guess what? I can't continue to do this. I can't continue to support the sport if it doesn't work, and I think his words were economically. And so, you know what? Hockey's where the money is right now, but it doesn't mean that anybody else is going to get hurt. The survival of the fittest, the survival of those that know how to adapt to change, those will be the people that make money out of this.
Well, it remains an interesting topic to talk about. I must say that I have so many reasons why I disagree, but we don't have enough time to go into it today. Where can people get more information if they want more information?
They can reach me at brent@partnershipgroup.ca, or they can go to our website at www.partnershipgroup.ca, and on there is our blogs, and as well, we also have a full white paper section with over 70 different white papers to help people to be able to run a better sponsorship program just from the content that's there.
And folks, if you want to know what's happening and you want to stay up to date in what is happening in sponsorship across this country, there's nothing better than being a member or sending information or getting information from the partnership group. and having them send out their reports on a regular basis of what's happening in sport across the country. I get them every day, almost every day. They come out at least every Tuesday and sometimes multiple times in the week, folks, and they are valuable, and they give you lots of information, and it keeps you informed as to what's going on. Brent, thanks so much. Look forward to next time.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and of course the radio station that carries this program. If you miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to it.